It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shannon in the Morning and the Big Show.
Oh my God, it's my favorite show! It's my favorite show ever!
CBS FM.
8:09, 9 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning. The Thursday, almost Friday, Big Show. Next up, a gentleman who started his showbiz career in the Quick Stop supermarket in Leonardo, New Jersey, and now turned into a motion picture superstar. Director, actor, all-around cool guy, Kevin Smith. Morning, Kev.
Hey.
Good morning, kids. How are you? Excellent to talk to you.
It is a...
before we go any further, you know what I watched? I watched From Worst to First, The History of D-100, like 2 months ago.
What?
Loved it. I absolutely loved it. My only complaint about the movie was it's too short. It was like an hour. Yeah. I could have watched 2 more hours of it, but it came in handy. Because I was writing a script at the time, and it was set in 1986. And so watching the documentary
took
me right in the zone.
Yeah.
And in the beginning of our movie, I wrote a movie called The 430 Movie that we're going to shoot this spring. Mm-hmm. But the first line in the movie is the radio liner note, "Rocking at the Speed of Light." D-100.
Oh my God, so, I wrote that line in 1983.
Yeah,
I know, because I watched the documentary and it told me that. So you're going to get a little money, Scott, because I'm
a little bit of
You know, it's funny because that's the first movie I've ever been involved in. Well, I made one years ago with Neil Young, but that was a terrible
Is this going to be your new thing, making movies?
No, no. Not unless Kevin needs me help out. I don't think he needs any help. Tell me, I know you're pretty tight with Ben Affleck. How did you guys first meet?
We met during Mallrats auditions. He was just one of the actors that came in. Mm-hmm. Young kid. We saw a lot of young kids. All of young Hollywood and stuff, like the Tobey Maguires of the world. And there was Ben. He came in, and he had just sold the script to Good Will Hunting, and I'd read about it in the Hollywood Reporter. So when he came in to audition, I was like, "What are you doing here, man? You don't need an acting job. You can write your own movies," I read. You sold a spec script. And he was like, "How do you know that?" I was like, "I was in the trade."
It's in the trades, man. What do you think I am, a dumbass? I read.
Exactly.
He told you that he told you that you inspired, that Clerks is what inspired him to write Good Will Hunting.
Yeah. Him and his buddy were like, "Well, if this idiot can do it with Clerks, we can write a script." And they wrote Good Will Hunting. So, yeah, I've known him for a while. I just went to his wedding a couple months ago. Him and Jen got married. I was supposed to go to the wedding they were going to have 20 years ago. And so 20 years later, they were like, "Hey, we're doing it." And the gift, the same gift that I had gotten 20 years ago, I was able to give him this time.
It was awesome. That's pretty funny. He was trying out for Mallrats, huh?
That's funny.
Yeah, and then that we wound up making, let me see, I think he's been in 8 of the movies I've made over the years. He's probably the actor I've worked with the most. And just a funny guy, man. A very, this is the thing most people don't think about him. He's hysterical. He's one of the 5 funniest people I've ever met.
Dude, really?
He's legit funny. Yeah, if he didn't want to be like a movie star, he could legit just be me, and way better version of me, because he's so charming, so funny. If he wanted to make a living on stage, he absolutely could.
Wow. That's amazing. It's a good plug for him, too.
Big plug for him, man. He is one of the first people I reached out to. I bought a movie theater in my hometown. I grew up in a town called Highlands, New Jersey, right next door to us, Atlantic Highlands.
Mm-hmm.
They had a movie theater, the Atlantic Highlands Twin Cinema, when I was growing up. That was where I'd go with my dad. He would take me to the movies, pull me out of school, like a half day. I went to a Catholic school. My mom would be like, your dad's coming to pick you up. Half day is going to take you to the movies. I was like, but I got school. What do I tell the nuns? And she's like, you tell the nuns that your aunt died. And so I was like, that's the kind of Catholic family we were. We lied
to nuns.
Oh, my God.
So they would come pick me up. My dad would come pick me up, and Sister Gloria Louise would be like, Kevin, I'm so sorry to hear about your aunt. And I was like, yeah, it was kind of sudden. And then she goes, we'll pray for her. I was like, don't bother. And so my father would, he would take me to the movies.
And, oh,
take me to the
Atlanta. And so you bought the theater?
I bought that movie theater. Me and my friends bought the movie theater. We just renamed it the Smog Castle Cinemas. Yesterday was the closing day. It has an apartment above it. And so I slept in the apartment last night. And I walked down into the movie theater at 3 in the morning. It was dope, kids. So one of the first things we're doing is an event next weekend on Saturday, October 8th. I'm bringing my Hollywood Babylon podcast to the Smog Castle Cinemas. Me and Ralph Garman doing a show that we've been doing for over 10 years.
Wow.
Very funny. And then at 11 o'clock at night, we're showing an encore screening of Tusk, the movie I made years ago, the Weird Walrus movie,
mm-hmm.
part of a Halloween month, man. So people get tickets at AtlanticMovieHouse.com. I'm going to be there, of course, for both shows. And now that we got the movie theater, I'm going to be here in Jersey a lot more often, doing a lot more programming. Like, I reached out to a bunch of my friends. So George R. R. Martin's coming here in November. The Russo brothers are coming here with the two Avengers movies and doing a Q&A in December. Zack Snyder's coming in January with Justice League, a four-hour cut of that.
Kevin, hold on one second. I want to jump in here because it's very interesting and funny. if people just turned on the radio, they have no idea who we're talking to. Kevin
Smith.
Go ahead. He's Kevin Smith. He's a director. He's an actor and a movie. He's a movie theater actor now. Owner, I should say.
And right. A podcaster. Yeah. I love that.
We got it all going.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to do what you guys do. You know, radio was my primary goal. Like,
I hear the voice.
Radio.
Yeah.
But podcasting is about as close as I could get. You guys get paid to talk. I just do it for free.
You're going to do Q&A. Do you like doing Q&A with audiences?
Honestly, that's like the only reason I make movies, so that I have something to talk about at the Q&A. if I could just do Q&A, I would do that. But, you know, you got to make a movie every once in a while so you have something to talk about.
There are
so,
some cues
I love
way.
It. Yeah. It's great. It's the best part of my job. Like right now, I'm out in the world on the convenience tour. I got this movie, Clerks 3, which I'm taking across the country. So I was in last week. I did two sold-out shows in Seattle. Then we went to Salem, Oregon on Friday. That's tomorrow. We do a sold-out show at the Castro in San Francisco. So I'm on the road with the movie playing to like 1,500, 1,800 people a night. And a big part of the show is after the movie's done, we Q&A for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. And so you get a whole movie and then you get a whole separate show after that.
Are there any questions you hate getting?
Not at all. Oh, my God. Every question's opportunity to make somebody laugh, right? And you never really have to answer their questions if you don't want to.
No,
you just do comedy. As long as you're making them laugh, it doesn't matter if you've answered the question or not. So, you know, for years I've been podcasting, doing live shows with Jason Mewes. We do Jay and Silent Bob Get Old, Ralph Garman. We do the Hollywood Babylon podcast that we're going to be doing at the Smog Castle Cinemas. And, you know, we generally always do Q&A afterwards as well. And it's always the most fun, you know, because you have a direct line with the audience. There's a phrase nowadays called DTC, direct to consumer, that everyone makes a big deal about. But it's something that you folks and me, I've been doing my whole career. Never thought of it as direct to consumer, just thought of it as like, hey, that's a fan. I'm going to play to the fan. So the Q&A is the strongest muscle I got. I'm not much of a filmmaker. You ask any critic, they'll tell you. But I'm hell of a whiz at answering questions about movies.
So they don't go to see the movie. They go to see you answer questions.
Yeah, that's the
exactly. And the older I get in my career, the longer in the tooth some people think my stuff gets. That's why I bought a movie theater, kids. So they can't stop me from showing my movies at this place.
That's the best.
All right.
We are only 50 minutes, 55 in traffic from Midtown Manhattan, kids, and it's beautiful.
Oh, Atlantic Highlands.
Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey. Come down. Not Atlantic City.
Atlantic Highlands, right up. You can see the city from there.
Atlantic Highlands.
It's a beautiful view.
Yeah. Get all the details and information if you're interested, AtlanticMovieHouse.com. And appreciate your support on the movie, man.
Oh, I loved it. It took me right back to my childhood. I'm telling you, it came in handy. That movie theater that I bought, I wrote a movie to shoot in the movie theater, and that's the one that I opened with the Z100 liner note, the jingle.
I love it. Smod Castle Cinemas.
Thank you, Kevin Smith, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Tell Ben we said hello.
Absolutely, will do. Bye, kids. Have a great day.
Thanks, Kevin.
Hollywood, Babylon, baby. 818.
What a cool guy.
He's funny.
Oh, my God.
You know what? That's the kind of comedy that I like.
Yeah.
Just regular talking.
Yeah.
Making you smile.
It doesn't
laugh.
Hurt that he has that voice, too. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.